Puffing loudly, Harry, Ron, and Hermione climbed the tightly spiralling steps, getting dizzier and dizzier, until at last they heard the murmur of voices above them and knew they had reached the classroom. "Farewell!" cried the knight, popping his head into a painting of some sinister-looking monks. "Farewell, my comrades in arms! If ever you have need of noble heart and steely sinew, call upon Sir Cadogan!"
"Yeah, we'll call you," muttered Ron as the knight disappeared. "If we ever need someone mental."
They climbed the last few steps and emerged onto a tiny landing where most of the class was already assembled. There were no doors off this landing. Ron nudged Harry and pointed to the ceiling, where there was a circular trap-door with a brass plaque on it. "Sybil Trelawney, Divination Teacher," Harry read. "How are we supposed to get up there?" As though in answer to his question, the trap-door suddenly opened, and a silvery ladder descended right at Harry's feet. Everyone went quiet.
"After you," said Ron, grinning.
So Harry climbed the ladder first. He emerged into the strangest-looking classroom he had ever seen. In fact, it didn't look like a classroom at all. More like a cross between someone's attic and an old-fashioned tea-shop.